And welcome to the Habits and Home Show. I'm your host, Lisa Lazat, and I help busy moms bring order to their homes by downsizing and decluttering and ditching old habits in exchange for systems that bring peace and more enjoyment to their lives. If you're a mom trying to show the love of Jesus to your family, but the clutter in your home keeps you overwhelmed and frustrated, you have come to the right place. On this podcast, you will hear easy step-by-step tips to declutter and create systems so you can keep your home organized and finally walk in the peace God has promised you. Need some accountability? I've got you covered there too. Join the Accountability Club, a community of like-minded mamas decluttering and systemizing our homes together. Are you ready, friend? Let's get started. Hey friends, and welcome to the show. This is episode number 2 of our time management series for ADHD moms. If you are a mom who is struggling to manage your time well and get tasks done in a timely manner, then this is a series for you. Last week, we went over our fundamental needs. Our fundamental needs are the basic building blocks of what we need on a regular basis to thrive as a human, as an individual, okay? And our fundamental needs vary from person to person. So go back and listen to that episode and then comment on the blog post what your 8 fundamental needs are. I want to hear from you. On this episode today, we are going to take it a step further and we're going to set up a system for tracking the events and the appointments in our life. And we're going to do that setting up a digital calendar. Now, all of my paper calendar and paper planner friends out there, I get it. Okay, you don't want to do this. You could still use your paper calendar. However, your life is going to get very busy with all of your kids that are growing up. And as they get cell phones, you want to be able to keep up with what they're doing. And you want them to be able to keep up with what you're doing. And so by setting up a digital calendar now, if your kids are still little, you're going to get into a good practice. And then when they get to the age where they have their own phone, you could simply add them to the family calendar. That's what we've done. And it's worked out really great. Back in the day, a couple of years ago, my husband got me on board with doing a shared family calendar. He used it so much better than I did, but as the kids got older and things got really hectic and we were a part of all these different chat groups for their different sports and he was seeing information and he would not tell me the information, it was really, really great to have that shared family calendar so that if he saw something before I do, he could simply put it on our calendar and I got alerted and it was added to my phone as well. So if you're not on board with a shared family calendar yet, highly recommend that. So that's step number 1 is to set up your iCal calendar if you are an iPhone user and share that with your family or set up your Google calendar if you're an Android. Now there might be different calendars out there, but those are the ones that I recommend. They're very simple to use. And I actually have both of them, my Google calendar for work and my iCal for my family, and they work seamlessly together. So first and foremost, go set up your digital calendar and share it with your family. Now, if you don't know how to do that, I'm not necessarily a tech teacher. I do teach my one-on-one clients individually to set up their tech, but as far as blogging about the tech, I don't really want to do that. I just want to share these systems with you. So on the blog post, I am going to share with you some videos that I found from other tech gurus of how to set up your iCal calendar or your Google calendar and share it with your family. So if you need that step-by-step tutorial, you can click the blog post below and find that there. Okay, so step number 1 is to set up your iCal or your Google calendar and share it with any family member that already has a cell phone. Now, we've got that set up. That doesn't mean that it's going to work perfectly, right? You may have bought calendars, paper planners in the past, and as an ADHD person, you just fall flat on using them. You have good intentions. Every year you buy a new planner and it's just not working out. However, in our day and age, I bet you have no problem logging into Facebook or just simply clicking the Facebook app or the Instagram app or the TikTok or whatever your vice is, okay? I bet you don't have a problem remembering to click on those apps, right? Well, I am going to help you set up your phone so that it's just like it's easy for you to remember to click on those apps very absentmindedly. I want your calendar, your digital calendar, to become one of those habitual apps that you click on, okay? Because I want to take those bad habits that we have from getting on our phone and scrolling and turn it into good habits by putting apps on our phone that can actually help us manage our time and manage our task and our day. All right, so step number two, now that you have your family calendar set up and you've shared it with your family, we need to optimize the space, all right? So just like you would do in your home where you would evaluate and make a decision on what you're gonna keep and what you're gonna get rid of based on how it serves you in your life. And if it's valuable, you're gonna treat your phone, the home screen of your phone, like a physical space in your home, okay? So we're gonna declutter our phone's home screen. What I want you to do is I know you're gonna argue with me about this and I know you're gonna resist, but trust me on this. If you are an ADHD mom, this has helped me tremendously and I know that it's gonna help you as well. First step that I want you to do is I want you to turn your home screen, not the lock screen on your phone, but your home screen, the background where your apps are. I simply want you to turn it to black, okay? I know you probably have a picture of your family or your husband or some kind of quote on your background, but I want you to turn it to black because I don't want your background to compete with the graphics of your apps. I want them to be plain and clear and pop off your screen really easily so that it doesn't hurt your eyes and it doesn't cause a lot of confusion, okay? I've had my screen black for like 3 years now and it has been a game changer in how I use my phone, okay? So I want you to start treating your phone like a phone. In the beginning, when cell phones came out, what were they used for? They're used for communication. And we need to reclaim that as a tool again, okay? I want you, and it's all about mindset. Instead of thinking of your phone as a tool for entertainment, I want you to start thinking of it as a tool for communication, okay? So now that we have put our home screen to black, I want you to declutter the apps. And I want you to try to get your homepage. You know how, like, especially an iPhone, I don't know about Android, but we can swipe, and we see pages and pages of apps. Some of y'all have thought you got really organized and put them in folders. But in my mind, folders is just one more step. It's one more click that you have to go through to get to what you really need, right? So we're going to simplify it and minimize and kind of reduce the resistance that we have when we're trying to use the app and or trying to use the phone for communication, okay? So I want you to evaluate your apps. First of all, let's go and through our home screens, and let's just simply delete off of our phone altogether the apps that we haven't used in over a month. Okay, those apps are probably not a part of the season of life. And if they do come back around, say baseball season comes back around and you need to download that app again to be on the baseball group, then you can download that again. You don't have to keep it all year long, all right? Treat it like it's a winter coat. You're gonna put it away for the winter. You don't necessarily need to have it in your summer closet. All right, so the first thing I want you to do is just simply go through the apps that you're not using right now in this season of your life and just simply delete them off your phone. And you can easily, it's not like in your physical home where you donate something and you regret it, you can always go back and download the app again. So this should not be very difficult. You should not be really attached to these apps because you can go back and get them later on, okay? So just trust that whatever you need later, you're gonna be able to get it again. All right, the second set of apps that I want you to do is remove any of the apps that you maybe use once a month or once a week, okay? I want you to get your apps down to only the apps you use for daily communication. This goes with social media as well, okay? I would not keep your social media apps on your home screen, especially if you have had an addiction or you absentmindedly click in that app all the time and you find yourself wasting a lot of time. If you are someone who struggles with time management, you don't want to put things in front of you that is going to hinder your ability to manage your time. And social media, as we know, can be a time suck. So you want to remove that resistance and you want to optimize your phone by just simply taking those apps off your home screen and sending them to your app library. If you want to take it even step further and you really want to break that habit and break that cycle of just wasting time on your phone on social media, you could take it off of your phone altogether and put it on something like your iPad or your laptop. You can always access it the old school way so that you have more control over when you go on those apps and on those platforms, okay? So I want to challenge you, delete, 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 and to remove apps that you don't use on a regular basis or that you don't want to use on a regular basis, and try to get your home screen down to just one page. Wow, that's gonna be quite the challenge. All right, so now that we have set up our Google Calendar or our iCal calendar, we've added our family to it. That's step number one. Step number two is the harder part, is to declutter our phone. Turn your background to black and remove unused apps off of your home screen. Okay. Step number three, and the last one that I recommend that you do so that you are optimizing your space on your phone, you're not getting distracted by things, is to set good phone usage boundaries. Okay. That's the hardest part. If you want to be consistent with using your digital calendar, you have to have a good rhythm. You have to have good boundaries. You have to have a good routine of when you actually go into your calendar and check it. So if this is what I did, I had a bad habit of having my phone by my bed and using it as an alarm clock. When the alarm would go off, that's the first thing that I touch. And then I instantly would get on social media, you know, and I didn't want to. And so what I did is I removed social media apps from my phone and sent them to the app library on my phone so that they're not like in my face right there. And I replaced that already, you know, that habit that was already established of grabbing my phone and getting on it right then. It's already a bad habit, so how can I make it a good habit instead? Well, that's the time that I check my calendar in the morning and I go ahead and write my to-do list, which I'm going to share with you on the next episode. But if you already have something that you're doing, just figure out how you can, you know, use it for good instead of using it to kind of steal your time, okay? So how can we use that for good instead of for bad? So set good phone usage boundaries. So something that I have set up on my phone, which I love how iPhone is set up, you can set up your sleep schedule. So my phone automatically at 9 o'clock at night goes to sleep and I don't get any notifications. I don't have the little bubble on any of the apps that tells me I have a notification. And I have set it up to, if, you know, for the people that, you know, in case of an emergency, if my family needs to get a hold of me or if my husband's, you know, if my in-laws need to get a hold of me, I have them set up as my emergency contacts and or my favorite people or my favorite contacts, I guess you could say. And so their alerts and their notifications are still able to come through. And I also have it set up as a telephone. If, you know, somebody calls me, any phone call will go through, just like a regular house phone back in the day, right? I kind of wish we had regular house phones still. But then we had telemarketers that started getting on, you know, started advertising us on all of our house phones. And that's why all of us have switched to now cell phones. But I miss those old days, right? You probably do too. Okay, so really simple. Three steps for you. Please, please, please. Go ahead and get your digital calendar set in place and start practicing to use it. Yes, I do. I was just talking to my friend Katie about this the other day. We love paper planners. That's how I learned how to time block, is I had a weekend ritual of where I would have my highlighters and I would block out my time blocks for the day. I still love that. It's very therapeutic, but I'm not consistent with it like I was when I was in that training phase. I love paper planners, but here's the thing that she said. People would talk to me in public and say, hey, do you want to get together, blah, blah, blah. Well, she would have to say, well, I'll check my planner when I get home and let you know. And yeah, that can be a really good thing if you have those boundaries and you're willing to let people wait for your response. But if you're someone who just wants to know right then, it's great to have your calendar on your phone as a digital calendar, okay? So to manage your time and to manage your task well, I really recommend setting up a digital calendar and sharing it with your family. So step one, set up your digital calendar and add your family. Step two is to declutter your phone's home screen. And step three is to set good phone usage boundaries and have a time when you're actually going to look into your calendar, maybe first thing in the morning and the last thing that you do in the evening. Just have those good routines and actually use your calendar. All right, friends, if you need any help decluttering or setting up systems in your home, you can join the Accountability Club. We are currently decluttering our bathrooms and setting up good cleaning systems in there. And if you want to work with me one-on-one instead, you can click the link below and schedule a coaching consultation with me. All right, friends, I will see you right here next time on the Habits and Home Show. Hey, friend, before you go, I wanted to tell you more about the Accountability Club. Each month, we'll tackle a new space in our homes and work together to declutter and set up systems so we can easily maintain order without getting overwhelmed. You'll get a new decluttering tutorial each month, the coaching and accountability you need to actually follow through, and encouragement without judgment from other Christian moms in a safe environment. And guess what? The entire club is off of social media, so you don't have to worry about distractions the world may throw at you. Sweet friend, if you're feeling stuck in your decluttering journey, this is the place for you. Click the link below to try out the Accountability Club and start decluttering today.